A reading from the Book of Wisdom. In wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, benefit, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion, and she penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God, and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters her. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she, who is one, can do all things, and renews everything while herself perduring, and passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. For there is not God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun, and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence. For that, indeed, night supplants, but wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily, and governs all things well. The word of the Lord. Your word is forever, O Lord. Your word is forever, O Lord. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. Through all generation, your truth endures. You have established the earth, and it stands firm. Your word is forever, O Lord. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm, and all things serve you. The revelations of your word shed light, giving understanding to the simple. Your word is forever, O Lord. Let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me. Your word is forever, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. Just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. So today in the Gospel we talk about Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is among you." And we search for what we find what we search for. Now, there are people all over, and again, if you look at the first reading, it says about wisdom is everywhere, and wisdom is here and there, and it brings the, you know, it's more powerful than evil and everything else. But think about the people you know, hopefully nobody here, but maybe one or two of you. We always look for what's bad. We always look for the evil. We always look for the devil. We always look for what's wrong with all these things, and we're constantly on the lookout for constant things that are wrong. And guess what? You'll always find it, always, because there's evil everywhere. There's bad things everywhere. It's all there. You'll always find it. If that's what you're looking for, you're going to find it every day. And so what? You're no different than anybody else. But when Jesus looks at us and says, "The kingdom of heaven is among you," if you look for it, you'll find it. You can't point it out and say, "Look, there it is," and where he's coming again, and boy, he's mad, he's going to get us all. But God is there. Everywhere you look, God is. It's what are you looking for? That is what you'll find. Today, let's look for God. Let's look for his kingdom, that we may find it. Everybody always already knows the evil's there. Let us be the ones that bring the hope to show where God is also. May it know his love today and forever. Amen.